Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
7:08 now. Do we have Cynthia Lee Sheng, Jefferson Parish President? Good morning, Cynthia Lee. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Tommy.
Did you sleep at all?
No, it's been. I promise I'm not drunk. That's all I have to say. If I slur my words, I said people are going to think I'm drinking alcohol.
No.
Not. I'm just. It's been over 24 hours, so you know, it's a long night.
Let's start.
But I needed to see the East Bank. Yeah.
Let's start with the what you did see on the East Bank and the situation there, and work us through the parish. And I guess we'll start with the worst place first.
Yeah. So what I'll tell you what was going on is that, you know, we were getting some pictures. I wrote it out on the West Bank at the EOC. We were getting some pictures of just really, you know, high water. We got that emergency flash flood warning from the National Weather Service. And so I kind of knew how bad it was. We couldn't get out there. It was just too high. If we got out there, you know, when I wanted to go out there, we would have pushed water into people's homes. So we really kind of had to wait until we were hearing that the water was receding a little bit. It ended up being about 1 o'clock in the morning that I was able to get eyes on the East Bank. And the good thing is that the intersections that I knew had a lot of water by the time I got out there at 1 o'clock had receded a lot. So, you know, the pumps were working. We were getting, you know, word all around that, you know, the water was receding in a lot of places. However, Kenner still had a lot of standing water. I left the East Bank around 4 o'clock. I'm not really sure how it's been, but I know, you know, since then, I'm sure Kenner has gone down a little bit more. But, you know, I got to see firsthand how bad Kenner took it. And then I was able to speak with Chief Keith Conley, Councilwoman Rita Bohannon. They were all out in the street at 4 o'clock in the morning. So we got to speak at length about, you know, what we thought happened. The chief said he thought, you know, I think a lot of things have happened, but he felt like the storm really kind of, you know, hung over Kenner for quite some time. I was able to talk to some of our employees at Yanny. They felt like the storm hung over. I don't have that perception because I was at the EOC, so I don't, you know, I wasn't in Kenner, but they said it did hang over for some time there. So that coupled with, we do know we had some pumps down. We're looking at it even more this morning, but we know that at Duncan Pump Station, which is a pump station that is at the lake and is a northwest canal that drains, we were only at 66% capacity at that time when we lost power. And that Elmwood Pumping Station, which is also at the lake, we were at 8 out of 10 pumps. We were able to get that ninth pump back on at 10:30 last night. So then, you know, we were at 9 out of 10 pumps. And that's the way I'm understanding it still is now, at 9 out of 10 pumps at Elmwood. So we did know that some pumps went out. Again, 194 throughout the parish, so put that in perspective. But these were big pumps at Kenner, coupled with, I think, a lot of rain, 5 to 7 inches on average on the East Bank, compared to only, 7 to 9 inches on the East Bank of rainfall compared to 5 inches on the West Bank. So we know we took some areas on the East Bank, we took almost 11 inches. So, you know, that's the situation. We just had pumps that could not keep up with the amount of rainfall that Francine put down on us.
And talking about the, you know, you can talk about numbers of power, pardon me, pumps and power, et cetera. Did it really, would it have made a difference with that much rain coming down?
No, it certainly didn't help, but no, I don't think, I mean, Look, and the other thing that I'll be curious to know, we did have a lot of structural flooding. I don't know what those numbers look like. That's what it's hard for me to tell. Mm-hmm. Driving around last night, everybody was sleeping. You don't know if they had structural flooding. I do know that four families requested to come to Tarrytown on the West Bank, so I'm assuming, you know, those four families had it bad. Councilwoman Arita Bohannon said she knew someone who had a foot of water. I see pictures of people who have a couple of inches of water. And where those numbers are, I don't know yet. I just don't know. I mean, maybe they didn't even call anybody. You know, it's dark. You don't know if they took on a few inches of water in their house. This is data that I really have been curious about since yesterday. It's just hard to figure that out. And as the day goes on, I'm sure we'll get a better idea of how much structural flooding we took in Kenner or throughout the East Bank. The only place on the West Bank that I think took some structural flooding is in Bridge City. I was told last night around 4 a.m. that that's the first time I heard it, that some houses in Bridge City took on water. But I thought the West Bank was fine, with the exception of Bridge City, some houses in Bridge City.
The canals that were overflowing, has all of that been pumped down now?
So parts of West Esplanade were overflowing. I got a picture during the storm of Transcontinental in West Esplanade, and that looked horrifying. It was just like all, like I say, it looks like a lake. Like, no, you don't know, you know, where the canal ends and the road begins. By the time I got out there, probably maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, that had receded a lot. You could clearly see the road from the canal. So really last night, Kenner was still holding water in the streets, a lot of water in the streets last night. You know, I probably left the East Bank at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it was still holding a lot of water.
But for like West Metairie and those places,
Napoleon overtopped. And now look, when I say overtopped, it overtopped at certain sections, right? It doesn't mean, you know, the length of the canal overtopped. I don't really know those numbers yet. I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever know that. Mm-hmm. I'll know rain, you know, but it overtopped, you know, going up the block, the whole street's flooded, you know, so
I can tell you,
courses,
Tim Zimmer
started.
Tim Zimmer tells
a lot.
Me.
I know. I think I'm slurring my words.
No. Tim Zimmer tells me he drove by it and it's all down. It's all low, so everything's good there.
Oh yeah.
I know your time is limited. Tell me what you want people to know today in Jefferson Parish and what happens today.
We need the time. Look, our sewer employees are going out. We still have an inflow and infiltration issue. We triggered the emergency contract to bring in the vacuum truck, so we want to work on that. We don't want any backups. Councilwoman Rita Bohannon said she was in a neighborhood and they were telling her it smelled really bad, and I'm like, that's a sewer backup that they're having, and I hope that, you know, water doesn't get in people's homes. We'll see what happens there. So we know there were sewer backups. We know the sewer system took on a lot of water in the system, and we need to pump that water out. So again, conserve water. I didn't get a briefing from Entergy yet this morning. I think the numbers are still 66,000 people are out of power in Jefferson Parish, and I'll hope to get a briefing this morning. We will do a briefing later today, and we'll let you know when we do that. I need some more data. I need to talk to my people, and when we know more information, we're going to do a briefing later today.
God bless you. Hang in there.
For today, and when I get more. Okay.
No, I don't, if you got anything else to say, I want to hear it. If you got anything else to say, I know you're busy, and I know, I just appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you, Cynthia Lee.
Yes.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.